Awesome stretch here for you. Five matches, I think, with 100 total kills. What's been working for you?
Yeah, I think my connection with Stella has gotten a lot better. And also just I'm going for it a little more, just swinging high and hard, knowing that it's kind of what I need for the team. So, yeah, and I trust my defense to cover me.
What is the stretch of volleyball you're playing rank as far as individual milestones or any kind of stretch you've played during your Minnesota career?
I guess I don't really think about it in that way. Like, I know I only have so much longer in to wear a Minnesota jersey, so I just want to take advantage of every opportunity that I have.
You starting to think about that a little bit?
I mean, yeah, it's always in the back of my mind, knowing that, like, this is my last season as a Gopher, and what can I do for this team to make it the best season possible?
Do you still have any goals or any kind of accolades you still want to hit before it's all said and done?
Yeah, I mean, of course I do. I think it would be cool to hit 1,000 kills, but that's at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to hit those milestones if we're not winning games. So I have to think about winning games before I put myself first.
Do you feel like the team is getting more comfortable and just starting to learn, like, what the new rules are, having to adjust on the fly like they did?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's really awesome to see all of our freshmen and people who are in new roles grow, and you can see it in practice and on the court how much better we've gotten and how much more we play as a team now.
Get another trip to Madison. It's always been fun when we go up against them, but what are you expecting tomorrow?
Yeah, it's going to be a great environment over in the field house, and I love playing there because those fans just want some good volleyball, so it's going to be a hard match, but I think we're ready.
What does this month of November mean for you? You know, 5 ranked opponents still coming up, opportunities for a tournament resume. You know, what are you kind of going into the mindset with?
Yeah, I kind of just take it week by week, match by match, just knowing who we have ahead of us. It's going to be really tough, but I think we're up for the challenge and we're ready.
What's been your favorite moment of this season so far?
I think our match at Washington was my favorite so far this season, because I think that was like the turning point in how we've been playing as a team.
As a team, do you feel like there's another step you want to, or where is an area that you want to continue to get better, and kind of what's your goal for the month of November?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know what we need to get better at, what rotations we need to get better at, and everything that goes into getting better as a team, but I think it's like we're working hard and we know what we need to get better at, so it's just good to get out on the court and work hard every day.
Collectively, it looks like serving's been a real strong point for you guys. What's going into that?
Yeah, it's a big focus point for us, just serving, hitting our serves, hitting it with flow in the seam. So I think we're just really good at that, and we're confident going back there and just hitting our serve.
You guys have number one coming in on Saturday. You knocked off number one last season. Is that just another match to you, or does it get a little extra juice going for you?
For me, it's just another match. They're a great team, but I think we have a good opportunity to show them what Minnesota volleyball is all about.
Rivalry week this week. Does this week Wisconsin-Nebraska mean a little bit more?
Yeah, of course it does. Like I said, I try to focus on myself and our side of the net more, because that's all we can control. But yeah, obviously a little rival, so it would be awesome to come out on top with 2 wins.